Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 instantly wins a pair of tickets to see the man, the music, the show, Hugh Jackman. Oh, you think that's awful?
Is that your thing?
Full morning.
It is your thing.
What a beautiful day. Feeling coming my way.
What's that from?
Is it Oklahoma?
Is it? Might be.
The musical world of Cameron McIntosh.
Oh, I don't know that. Human, you like that? Oh, my God. We used to sing this all the time when I was a kid. You love it? Yeah.
Haven't you ever sung this like on a beautiful morning? You're like, oh, what a beautiful morning.
No, I've never done that.
Never once.
Well, Hugh Jackman. I don't know.
We all love different stuff, though.
That's
so
true. I know.
The world.
It is. There's
hooray.
Something for everybody.
Right.
Yeah. We're not all boring, Hovind. No.
It's from Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought. So that must have been on some collection of other things. Anyway, the man, the music, the show, Hugh Jackman, July 17th at the SAP Center in San Jose. And if you want, you can call right now and get these tickets.
Of course, the lines are off the hook right now.
Sure.
People
they
want.
Think it's a beautiful morning. What's wrong with these people? Call now, 800-400-3697. Call number 9 gets tickets for Hugh Jackman. Mm. Hey, so Netflix. We're going to start there.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Seems like they were in the news a lot for the last 4 days.
Because of the rate hike?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to talk about today. So it's, look, I feel like it's going to go to $13. Actually, it's going to go more if you're on. I guess there's an ultra high definition membership, and that was already $14, and you can get now it's going to be $16.
And but the ultra high def is for the new TVs that many of us don't have. Is that
I guess
what you're saying?
So. I guess I didn't even know about that.
I think it's called 4K, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It just says ultra high definition. So whatever, maybe it's. That one adjusts to whatever the highest possible definition your TV can have.
Well, and some of these things have, camera-wise, have gone beyond the 4K, but no TVs are really there yet.
Set up for that, right.
Most people can't tell the difference.
I can't. I can barely tell the difference between high def and regular.
But, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
it looks like that's what it's called, Vinny.
What, 4K?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're calling it a sharp image quality.
So that one's going to $16. The one that most of us have is going to $13.
I don't know. Maybe someone can tell me, but sometimes I look at old-timey videos from the 70s.
Yeah.
Where it'll say, click here to watch in high def. And I'm like, that's not possible because it wasn't shot.
Right.
Right?
So how do they do it?
I think they're tricking me, so I don't click on it.
Oh.
And I'm busy with stuff, so I'm not going to.
Oh, these are old 70s movies that you.
Right.
Right, because why else would you be looking at old 70s stuff?
Right.
You hate old stuff.
I do, except in that case where I feel like the stars are a lot more.
Hairy.
Normal.
Oh, right.
I'm sure your brother has the answers to that, right?
I guess ask him, but I never think of that.
Bryn, when they're talking pixels, like 4K, 4,000 pixels, those pixels have to do with the TV itself, or does it have to do with the filming?
It's how many dots are on your screen. So, like, you know, 1080p is 1,000 dots, right? I think it's dots per inch.
So,
so DPI, and so 4K would be four times more precise. HD.
I think there's a point though, like certain TVs now. It almost seems like the definition is too high. Like, it makes everything start to look like
fake.
We were watching Lord of the Rings in some kind of special camera, and I was like, This looks like it's on a sound. I mean, it looked like it was on a soundstage. It looked like actually like a like soap opera style shooting. Looked like this weird sort of reality videotape. I just went, ugh, put this get some of the definition out of this or something. I wasn't sure exactly what was going on with the TV, but anyway, that's all neither here nor there.
Right.
Basically, what it comes down to is you can pay $2 more a month for Netflix if you decide to keep it. A lot of people are starting to bitch and moan, but. What I will say about Netflix is that they, I mean, I really feel like they're offering many things you can't get anywhere else. And they're
in terms of the programming.
In terms of the programming. And they're putting so much new stuff on there. They said they debuted something like 700 shows last year. 700, oh, here it is. In 2018 alone, Netflix premiered 700 original shows, and it is expected to develop more this year. They spent something like $13 billion on content last year.
Mm. Wow.
They say that, for comparison, HBO only spent $2.5 billion on programming in 2017. CBS spent $4 billion on programming that same year. $13 billion is what Netflix spent that year. Like, they're definitely, I mean, clearly
they're in
making
it to win it.
Right. They spent, I want to say, remember when Friends was going to go away and everyone bitched? And because Friends is that one of the things that they licensed for Netflix. They dropped $100 million just to keep Friends.
Huh?
And people were just, and for one more year. So.
Are they seeing, part of the story that I was seeing is the, they're saying the subscription fees are going up because people are sharing their passwords. Therefore, Netflix is losing.
Oh, it doesn't say
money.
That, but I can't imagine that that's not true. I mean,
I can see how they want to account for that.
Sure.
The bottom line is, for any stuff that's offered, if it's worth it to you, you'll pay it.
Right.
And if it's not, you'll bail. And most people, and I, myself, I'm going to pay it.
Yeah.
They have great shows.
They do.
They've improved. I think they've improved a lot of shows because they've made things more competitive.
Right. No, it's TV is great right now. And I do think that the bar has been raised so high that, you know, network, everybody's trying to just sort of keep up with some of these pay services. I think what we're going to run, where they could run into problems is, because right now, just offhand, I subscribe to Amazon Prime Video, Hulu, and
CBS.
Netflix. I do. CBS, I subscribe to that CBS.
All Access.
All Access. You know, as those things add up, plus I have cable, and it's,
and internet.
Well, but I mean, I guess so. I don't know. But it's true. As we sort of piecemeal these things into our lives, if all of a sudden there's a budget issue, like you start chopping things. I don't know. I mean, maybe. I mean, I hate to say it, but in fact, I won't say it. People will choose the most expensive thing and drop that and make do with these less expensive things.
So CNBC just published an article. It's going to be a punch in the stomach, but hey. if you would have invested $1,000 in Netflix in 2007, how much would you have today?
Wow, a $1,000 investment?
In 2007?
In 2007.
It's been around that long?
Oh, longer than
dang,
that, I think.
I didn't realize that. How much?
$90,000.
Oh. Damn.
That's
the
for
one
Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, Netflix was around when we were in the old building.
Yeah.
Was it really?
I think so.
I remember getting the CDs when we were in the old building.
Okay, yeah. You're right. I remember the CDs. Yeah.
They were just the company that said, we'll transform as the technology does, as Blockbuster sat on their and went, what?
People need to rent their movies.
We're making a killing on $3 late fees.
Right. Netflix started August 29th, 1997 in Scotts Valley.
True story.
What's great is if you're on T-Mobile, you get Netflix free if you have a plan.
Yeah.
Nice.
So for the longest time, I had T-Mobile and I had Netflix, but I didn't combine the two.
Oh.
Yeah, so as soon as I went online and did some stuff, it just took over and paid for me, which is great.
That is great.
Yeah, super cool.
Yeah. 248 says, Hooman, ask Vinny how Snap is doing this morning.
I look it up every morning.
Let me just say, and I'll say this to Hooman and everyone, I'm going to ride that till it goes to zero. So it doesn't matter what happens. My initial investment will go to zero, and then it will just, I don't know what happens then. Do they just send you a recording that goes, ha ha, or what? I mean, where
sorry
it is.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, whoops. Bad management has now turned us into not pennies, we're zero. We've zeroed out.
Is there a way to write that off?
Yes.
It doesn't even matter if there is. I looked at two stocks. I told you guys this at the time. I looked at Netflix and Snap, and I went, I'm going to gamble on this company coming in at nothing, hoping they'll become something big.
Netflix.
I could have gone Netflix. I didn't. Those were the two I looked at. Wow. I just gambled that Snap was going to be something.
Took a risk.
And you know, and I did. And I'm losing. And I've lost.
Did you say, Brent, 354?
No. Netflix. Netflix at 354.
Netflix was at 170 when I looked at it. Yeah. 170.
Netflix is through the roof.
Snap is at 654, but that's $6.54.
Right.
Cents.
Yeah.
Not six under it.
Which I bought at, I think, 20 or 21. Mm.
They're... CEO just left.
Or, CFO.
Okay.
Of Snapchat?
He just got there like 8 months ago, and he's like,
gone already.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
Why? You gotta look around and went, whoa.
I'm telling you,
I left a legitimate company for this thing?
Where was he, Amazon?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, your CEO has that supermodel, and he just doesn't...
Don't call him my CEO.
He's not hungry. The guy's not hungry. Is losing,
Well, you know what? Sometimes you think someone who's come up with a great idea, you go, they're a genius. Mm. Like, how could they go wrong? And maybe the guy only had one idea in him. This is it. And the fact of the matter is he's not a great businessman. Maybe that's just the reality.
Right.
Not everybody is Elon Musk who's like, and here's an idea, and here's another one.
Here's a flamethrower.
Look at this.
You
yeah,
get an
like,
idea, and you get an idea, and you get an idea.
Not everybody's that.
Everyone.
Here's a spork. So this guy, Tim Stone, who just left Snap, he, I guess, just wanted to storm out. They begged him to stay till February, but he's walking away from a $20 million payout.
I'm sure before he left Amazon, he'd made a fortune, right?
Probably.
You don't leave a company like that unless you've made your fortune, and now you just go. He probably gambled. He might have went, you know what?
Maybe he heard you on the radio. And went,
turn this thing around.
We can fix this for that guy.
Yeah.
So anyway, you're going to pay more for Netflix. A lot of people are yelling and screaming about it on social media, saying that they're going to quit it, and they're not going to. There were some recent surveys that suggested that Netflix was underpriced anyway. 64% of subscribers had said they'd pay up to $15 a month for Netflix. Only 36% said they'd consider canceling if they raised their rates. And that's it. That's, you know, bottom line is it's going up $2 a month. Can't handle it. Well, have one less latte.
Kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Or half less latte. Isn't a latte like $4 or something?
At least.
Right. That 10-year challenge that's been going on.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Caitlyn Jenner jumped in. Caitlyn's is the best. Yeah. Caitlyn wins. Because 10 years ago she was Bruce. Uh-huh. Now she's Caitlyn.
She really posted that?
Mm-hmm.
She did it. Mm-hmm. It's not a...
So other people had done it, but she officially did it.
That's great to see. That there's some acknowledgement and understanding.
Right. She posted the official version yesterday saying, now that is a 10-year challenge. Be authentic to yourself. Amy Schumer actually did a funny one, too. She posted a shot of Charlize Theron from the movie Monster as her thing from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. Most of the ones I'm seeing aren't actually 10-year challenges. They're jokes.
Yeah.
You find another.
It's a whole meme thing.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, funny. Look at that. Yeah, that's so. It's a close-up shot of Bruce, and I gotta say, you know, Bruce was already, he was getting stuff done to himself. You know, Kris Jenner. Remember, didn't he reveal a big facelift on Keeping Up with the Kardashians at one point?
And
he already looks a little
jacked.
Wasn't
he shaving down his?
He did. He had the surgery to shave his Adam's apple.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Nose jobs even too on Keeping Up.
As all that fake news was out there that he was going to be on. She was going to be on
Big Brother.
Big Brother. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of pictures being posted of Caitlyn again, and one of them was super cleavage. And I was like, whoa. Mm, yeah. Kind of hot.
She's looking good. You know.
I mean, not my type in general, but still, I was all, whoa.
Boobs, I love those.
I do really think that's kind of hot.
Let me see what I got time for here. Just one more. Rihanna's suing her own dad. I guess
She is?
Yeah, they don't have a good relationship anyway. She's said in the past that he was pretty abusive to her mother.
Mm-hmm. What did her own dad do this time, though?
Her own dad took his own last name and made a company with his own last name on it. She says, no, I trademarked Fenty for all my stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's a tough one. I mean, it is his last name.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how this one turns out.
So is this a way to get in on her business ventures?
It does feel that way because, let's see, Rihanna is saying Ronald Fenty, her dad, and another man started a talent agency in 2017 called Fenty Entertainment, and that they have falsely stated that they were Rihanna's managers in order, obviously, to attract clients. And she also says he's trying to trademark the name for a line of boutique resorts. She's already trademarked the name for Fenty Beauty Line, her Savage Times Fenty lingerie collection, and she's got a Fenty Puma line. But it does seem like, can you really block someone from using their own name?
If you're Rihanna, do you want to cut your dad in for a percentage of your business and just say, please stop doing stuff? Here's 1% of my Fenty company. Stop doing stuff. Or do you say, good luck with that. You're a loser and you'll never make a buck off it.
I'm going to go with good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm saying one. If she hates this dude, why would she want? I mean,
anything.
What is 1%?
To stop him from being involved. But then again, now he's involved in your business.
Right.
Literally part of your.
Well, she's got more money for lawyers, right?
Mm. Right.
He's going to give
that's
up at some point.
Hey, man, family. That's tough.
Yeah, family and money.
On the other hand, do you want to sue your own dad into oblivion over the name that you share?
She's suing him for $75 million.
Oh.
There's an article that said, Dad better have my money.
I like that.
Pay me what you owe me. Sade, I mentioned this because I know you love Sade. Sade is 60 years old today.
Is she really? She still looks beautiful,
sure
though.
Sure, she does. Smooth operator.
For someone whose music I can barely stomach, I loved her.
I thought you said you liked Smooth Operator.
I love her. And what comes out of her is pretty awesome, but I don't, you know.
It's not really your jam.
No, this isn't really my type.
On my brother's gravestone, of course, we have his name and the dates.
Smooth Operator's on there?
Smooth Operator.
Get out of here.
Yeah, because he was always trying to mack on the ladies. He was always up in there. How you doing? You know?
Just, oh, my God. You guys are so funny.
So
it's on his tombstone. Yeah. Uh-huh. Smooth Operator.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
And I think
like
we played,
in quotes or
I
something?
Think we, yeah, in quotes. I think we played this song at his funeral.
You did?
Mm-hmm. We played a couple songs.
So he was a player.
Yeah.
Huh.
Runs in the family, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You said, would you say you were a player?
You know, I sound like a slut if I say it, but sure. double standards, right?
Yeah. But I think the weird thing is that you're also a relationship person, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's
you know
a
how to work
weird,
it.
No, that's just, it's just a weird thing.
That how you can be both?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there you are. You were with that one guy for
12 years.
12 years. Mm-hmm. And anytime you were cut loose, you went crazy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes and then, not
you know
when you were cut loose.
Go crazy. And then you find that one. You're like, okay.
All right, settle down.
Uh-huh.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready for love.
Ready for love.
No, stop it. Love singing. Anyway, so there was that. And then Aaliyah would have been 40 today. She died. You know, she's come up a lot in recent days because of the R. Kelly thing. They just featured her on the first episode of that Surviving R. Kelly. But she got on a plane. I guess she was eager to get home, and they had a chance to leave a day early from some place that they were. I can't remember where the plane took off from, but it was a smaller plane than they were supposed to have, the one that was available.
Was it out of the country?
It was out of the country.
Yeah.
You know what? Hold on.
Germany?
Somewhere I have it. Shoot, you handed me the whole thing, and here it is. All right, let's see. She was in the Abaco Islands. Abaco Islands?
Do you know where that is?
The Bahamas.
Oh,
yeah, I've been.
She was just going to hop over to Florida. They had a flight scheduled for the following day, but they were done early, and so they really wanted to get home. So they got into a smaller plane with all the things and all the people that were supposed to go on the larger plane, and it was overloaded, and apparently nobody said boo to that, even though they knew it was overloaded, and it crashed 200 yards past the runway.
And I think the pilot wasn't licensed to actually fly this particular aircraft.
Oh, great. So, absolutely tragic. She was, let's see, that was 2001. Mm. So she was just in her early 20s, I guess.
I love this song.
This is her?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've heard this.
Mm-hmm. I did too. What song is it called?
It's called Try Again.
Oh.
So this was a number one hit too.
I don't
know.
It
has to have been.
Yeah, it was popular.
For us to have heard it, right. Yeah, she was awful cute.
So I mean, she must have been part of. When did she die, did you say?
2001.
So her music was probably part of that, the heyday of KMEL and Wild when they were huge here with Tupac and Biggie and probably Aaliyah, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Michael Martin probably met her.
I know, that's what I was getting at, which is I'm sure he probably knew her.
What
it's
now?
Coming up in the news.
Oh, the time.
The time.
What just happened to you?
I looked at the clock.
Nothing's in the news. Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 6:40. Hump day morning. This Saturday from 11 to 1, you can meet up with Yuzette. She gives out hugs.
Yes.
At Sally Beauty in Redwood City. That's 2535 El Camino Real. First 50 customers who come up and say hi to you get a Sally Beauty goodie bag.
That is correct. You know what? And I have a couple extra mugs.
Oh, you do?
That I'm going to give away. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The ones that have all the Sarah and Vinny pictures all over them?
Yeah, I have some Sarah and Vinny ones. I have a couple of ones of yours, Sarah, that we got for you. I think I might have a couple of Hooman left, so I'm gonna give those out.
Nice.
Just a few.
All kinds of stuff happening at Sally Beauty in Redwood City. Yeah. Go to RadioAlice.com for all the details.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the Subaru Share the Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com.
Hey, can I add something?
Yeah.
So if you go to RadioAlice.com/ANN or RAR, roar.
Over the roar.
it brings you to all the reports that you've done.
Oh, like neat.
Stuff that you've gone through and they already have it set up.
Brad and Ron did that?
Like when we mentioned surveys network. or
good
stories.
Yes.
That's great.
So it's an easy link.
Oh, the nerds are hard at work.
Good job, boys.
Two thumbs up.
Just wanted to.
Why you got a slag on the ANN?
I'm not. I'm saying how great they're doing.
What are you? Right.
You don't understand about slagging.
Oh, I do. Mm-hmm. Mm. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the storms. Mm-hmm. They've been incredible. My area is going to see what looks to be by Friday, and by my area, I mean the South Bay and over the hill, 6 to 10 inches by Friday.
Oh, my God.
Dang.
We've been losing power. Just hearing it sounds like there's trouble.
Yeah, it hasn't been nearly that dramatic at my house. I was like, oh, it's raining.
Well, get ready because there's more coming. I mean, they're saying there's a blizzard warning in the Sierra Nevada. Mm-hmm. They've got mudslides possible. You know, we did have those fires, and there's, anyway, a lot still to come, everyone. Stay tuned. Also, I just wanted to mention for our government workers, we feel ya. We're in day 25 of the shutdown.
With no negotiations planned and no end in sight.
And WTF. They're not paying the IRS workers.
And they're demanding they go to work,
and to
right?
work. Yeah. That's right. Insane.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's going to happen.
I don't know, but I just wanted to mention them. I know, you know, you go without pay for a while, you're like...
What am I doing here?
Well, you start to go, I didn't save for this. I didn't see this coming, and I didn't know I was going to have to possibly pay rent.
Without
from
getting
my
paid.
Saving, right.
Oh, and thanks for this IOU. Hopefully I can cash it in one day.
Right.
Anyway, this story, as occasionally stories do, took my head clean off because I was like, you gotta be kidding me. As if there isn't enough to eat in this world, there are people looking for the next thing to put in their mouth.
Oh, what does that turn out to be?
I know. Of course you would be interested.
Don't let it be some endangered animal.
Well, that's so the, here's the thing. It is.
Boo.
I'm not eating an endangered animal. Even I have a limit.
Endangered? Come on.
So, if you remember, I went to this. Our friend Joey Altman, who used to be the host of Bay Cafe.
Correct.
Is that what it was called? And we went on there and had an appearance one time. It was good fun and one of the early sort of Sarah and Vinny television
appearances,
memories,
right. And now he's the chef over at Pier 23 in San Francisco.
But for a minute there, he owned a place called Wild Hare, and they were cooking, they were making all kinds of rare types of meat.
Just a little more exotic.
Exotic meats, right. Mm-hmm. It was Wild Hare, as in bunny. They made bunny.
Yeah, but there's
people
farms.
People don't like to eat bunnies.
There's farms for bunnies. Sure. Like, they raise them for their meat.
Right.
And their fur.
Right. And, the girl I was with at the time had the pigeon, which was called Squab. And
right.
Well, they're everywhere.
Right.
We should eat those.
I don't know. To me, they're just like flying rats.
Right. So cook them up. Let's get those off the street.
So apparently, the people at Google, they get searched. People search there a lot. Can you eat a flamingo?
Oh.
Is one of the big questions. If you type in, can you eat a flamingo comes up as one of the things people have often searched. So, are you curious what flamingo, do you want to put that in your mouth?
Are they endangered?
They say here
not.
It's illegal to hunt or eat flamingos, but...
But people have done it.
I guess.
Well, I would assume that, yes, you can eat them. I don't want to.
You don't want to?
Well... No, I...
They don't look delicious with their pink...
I've never considered
their
eating
long,
one before.
Skinny legs, those supermodel of the birds.
Supermodel of the birds.
Well, I mean, what's better looking than a
and
flamingo?
Everything.
I mean, you
they're
want...
All tall.
Turkeys are heinous looking. No one wants to eat that, and yet they're delicious.
Right.
So what about that pink beauty with the thin, skinny legs?
Listen, if I'm starving, I'll eat one.
You want some of that? Do you want that put in your mouth?
If you're on Survivor, you're going to eat one, right?
Sure, yeah, if I have to. Yeah.
According to the people who have tried flamingo, they say it's a lot more like duck than chicken.
Sort of gamey. Duck is gamey, right?
They say, but with a slight fishy taste. Yum!
Bryn, have you had flamingo? Be honest.
No,
for
but
once.
I was thinking, like, the roast duck I eat isn't gamey. At all.
At all.
It's just duck has its own taste. It has a certain taste.
It's delicious.
Yeah, I like duck.
I eat roast duck, the Chinese style.
I bet you had a flamingo.
From Chung Hing in Millbrae and Sunset.
Do you like, when you eat duck, do you especially like the ones with the green head, or are you more like any head duck is fine by me?
Any head duck is fine. You know, I go for the brains. I actually
see. Oh my God.
You don't. Sarah's giving me a weird look.
We're all giving you a weird look, bro.
Are you surprised?
You said about duck brain.
I didn't know that you went for the brains.
What's different about today?
Sarah's giving me a weird look. We're all like,
chicken brain, duck brain.
Nobody eats chicken brains, dude.
No, people eat chicken brains.
You eat chicken brains?
Come on.
All right, I'm going to move on. I got to change the subject.
Okay.
I will have some, I'm sure I'll have some haters and I'll have some supporters, too. I'm right. sure of it.
Well, I look forward to seeing the text. You
know, yeah. It's a cultural
don't
thing.
Don't barf, Vinny. Oh, my God. You can do this.
I'll give you
power
barf,
through.
Barf
let's stuff. All agree. Not
don't
to...
culture shame.
I'm not culture shaming. I Brin. Was making a slight joke about the green head or the regular head duck, and of course he has to
and
go.
And his head split it open.
I don't care about the head.
Chop it right in
don't
half.
Care what
so
color
grab
head
it
is.
By the bill and eat it like that.
Well, I mean, the bill's the hard part. You really can't get through that.
It's right.
Like, are you trying to eat a bill?
No, it's
he's obviously tried. He just said it's the hard part.
Yeah. I mean,
he's tried.
I don't want to get too graphic, but I gnaw on it a little bit.
You're like picking your teeth with it.
Gnaw on the bill.
Oh my God.
Okay,
let's all agree not to eat flamingo.
Let's just
okay, I agree.
I will not eat flamingo.
We're all agreed. Next item. Next item.
Served to me no play.
The bill.
A guy posted a story on Reddit Monday. This happened to him. Apparently, Ambien is serious business.
This is the sleep. Have you tried the Ambien? I've never done that.
No, I'm kind of afraid.
Me too.
I'm afraid of the side effects they say walking in your sleep. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm afraid I would try to walk in my sleep and fall down the stairs.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Yuzi. You can never take it. Yeah.
I'm sure Brin eats Ambien. He'll eat anything.
I have tried Ambien.
I've tried Ambien, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Tell
especially
us everything.
For the show, you know, on summer nights and stuff. Well, but
to get to sleep?
I didn't want to rely on it. I felt like I was really dependent upon it.
Oh. So,
I had some medication a while ago.
Is it the pot?
Sick.
What kind of medication?
No. Like prescription for Walgreens medication. And I think one of the side effects was the medication kept you up. So I think they gave me Ambien to counter that.
Oh, but,
so
yes.
I could go to sleep.
And did you guys have any crazy experiences on it?
I can't remember.
You
having...
know, I'd made some phone calls that were stupid. Like, I think I called somebody and I was just like, not making any sense.
Oh, the only thing I had
like
crazy...
a good friend though,
Not an ex-girlfriend. No, like, hey,
no. Come over.
What's the pill that they give you when you get your wisdom teeth pulled out? That...
Like Vicodin?
Yeah, that was it was something like that where I had crazy and I went to the doctor the next day and I go, this makes me feel too good. Like, I'll take the pain. I just gave it back. I'm like, I'm going to become addicted to this.
Oh,
so that was the one time.
Vicodin's your thing, huh?
So you...
I knew it. I knew. I'm like...
They say the first couple times you take Vicodin or any of those oxy, you know, whatever, opioid-style drugs, that they're actually... They can be really upsetting to your system, but your system was like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Do you like Vicodin?
I don't take any of that stuff.
You've never taken it?
No, and I wouldn't.
I have.
I'm afraid.
I get nauseous.
Yeah, I just had Vicodin, a prescription, a couple weeks ago for my leg. And I told the first two doctors, I said, no, don't give me any
opioids.
I don't need any of that. And then the third doctor I saw, I was in so much pain. I go, fine, just give it to me. I said, but I get itchy. I scratch my nose constantly.
You can't
poop. It makes
me
feel sick. Yeah, it stops you up. So he said, just take like a third at a time. Cut him. And take a third at a time.
Yeah, they told me to cut them too. They said you should keep doing it. I'm like, but here's the thing. Like, I slept so well and I was so happy all the time.
On Ambien?
No, whatever they gave me.
On Vicodin.
Yeah.
But in general, I don't like pills. I had some muscle relaxers too and I just don't, pills don't agree with me.
Well, this guy took a bunch of Ambien in the middle of the night because he couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
And woke up to find out he'd proposed to his girlfriend.
Oh.
Another one of these stories on Reddit.
How do you take it back?
I don't think you can. He even had went as far as changed his Facebook status to engaged.
Oh,
my did he have
goodness.
A ring?
And woke up to 150 likes on his Facebook page for his proposal troubles. Goodness. He says he hadn't planned to ask his girlfriend to marry him for at least another year and a half, but...
But he was planning on it.
He said,
like.
They say here in the story that he had a ring because he buys and sells jewelry on Craigslist. It's one of his things.
Oh.
I know tons of people do that because I sell stuff to just get rid of, my Marie Kondo or what's her name?
Maria Kondo.
Whatever. I just like, I don't let stuff sit around. If I'm not using it, it needs to go. And so I sell stuff. And I know people are buying things from me. And turning around and profiting off them.
Oh.
I'm sure of it.
Hmm.
So I know that's out there. That's what this guy does. He buys rings, sells them at a profit. He happened to have one. I guess that's what inspired him to propose. She said yes. He says, if I had been planning to propose, I would have gotten her a better ring. Ambien sped up the process, and he's now quitting Ambien for good.
Oh.
We'll see.
Sounds like a good idea.
When the next bout of sleeplessness hits, we go for what we know, don't we?
It really is tough. You know, there's nothing worse than lying in bed and doing that countdown. If I fall asleep right now, I could still get 4 hours. I could still get 3 hours, 2 hours. Like, it's just such an awful, hopeless feeling. And there's so much angst involved in it that sometimes if you haven't slept, like, even when you get in bed, you already have anxiety over falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel yourself start to drift off, and then you're like, oh, God, I'm drifting. Okay, hold on. Oh, it's one of the worst things. And that's, I can see why people get addicted to NyQuil and Ambien and cannabis or whatever it is that's getting them off
melatonin.
To melatonin. Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sarah, you're from Boston.
Yes, I am.
You love Aerosmith.
I do, actually. Yeah.
Is it true that Steven Tyler adopted a teenage girl?
Oh, I don't know that.
As in, he was with her, but...
I have never heard that.
They faked some adoption in order to...
Oh, yeah, I'm her daddy. Who's your daddy? You are, Steven.
So that's not... That's bogus.
I've never heard that. But, I mean, that wouldn't... I don't know everything about
them. Is that
just
one of those rumors like Rod Stewart
or
Richard Gere?
I've never heard it.
I never heard that one either.
Yeah.
I heard the Rod Stewart one 1,000 times though. That one's got to be true, right?
Oh yeah, that one's totally true.
707 says, "We all knew about Aaliyah before she died and the girls in the tapes were underage." Yep. And as a society, we knew and kept listening to his music.
Yep.
650 says, wrong. The stricter my parents got, the more criminal I became. There are certainly,
exceptions
as we were having a conversation about this much earlier, there are exceptions, no doubt.
Right.
You'd think the way my dad was, we would have just started behaving, but it didn't work that way.
No.
We were, I think, if anything, more like, well, we're not going to respond positively to that crap. You know what I mean?
The psychology of it was clear.
There's no
way. No way, man.
You're not getting your way for that. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to do the best songs in the country at this moment, right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.